Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Practicing Nectar the Pop. It's nice to see all of your smiling faces and waving hands and also our names. Thank you. Good to see you all. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I hope you all are doing well wherever you are, and also those of you who are listening to the recording, welcome. So the next half an hour or so, we'll be practicing Nectar of the Path liturgy together as our teacher, Mingyur Rinpoche, has composed this. It's really a wonderful way to come together as a community to be able to practice this way. So I really rejoice in our opportunity to come together as a meditation community to practice. So I will be lightly guided throughout the liturgy, and then we'll end in about half an hour or so. So please find a comfortable position, and if you have the practice liturgy, that's great. And otherwise, I'll be sharing my screen here so that you also have an access to the liturgy. So let me share my screen. Okay. Can you see refuge and bodhicitta? Yeah, thank you. Great. So just for the time limitation, I'll be chanting this once in Tibetan, once in English for refuge and bodhicitta and for immeasurables, and including dedication as well. Refuge and bodhicitta. Sangye judan tsuki chonam la janju padudani kyapsuji nagi jin soki peso namgi rola penche sangye rupa shok. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is achieved. May the merit of my generosity and other virtuous deeds lead to Buddhahood for the welfare of all beings. The Four Immeasurables. Semjen tamche devadan. Debe gyudan den para gyuchig, dunel dan dunel gi, yudan dowa gyuchig, dunel me pe dewa dan pa, dan mi duel wa gyuchig. Neren cha dan ni dan duwe, Danyom chenpo la ne paragyuchi. May all sentient beings have happiness in its causes. May they be free from suffering in its causes. May they never be parted from sublime bliss, free from suffering. May they dwell in great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. The Four Thoughts. Begin by cultivating a sense of delight in the qualities of the freedoms and riches. Milu yonten du me da ni chen in pa she ne ga tro je rang. Seeing its many wonderful qualities, I rejoice and delight in this human life. And acknowledge that you all were born in this human body and mind. And you have the opportunity to practice this very environment to study and practice. having the capacity to hear the Dhamma, contemplate the Dharma, and meditate. Take a moment to acknowledge your interests and trust in this practice. You showed up. You prioritize the practice among all the other things you can do. And rejoice in an opportunity. These precious circumstances that you have, and rest. Next, contemplate the impermanent nature of phenomena. No namita gyato labji zen ganjun dandu dante rosuken. Like waves in the ocean, all things are impermanent. I will accept whatever happens and make it my friend. As we are sitting here together, you can see the changing nature of yourselves and everything around you. Contemplating on how nothing lasts. You are changing. You can see it in your breath. Impermanence is full of possibilities. You can grow. You can change. You can transform. Continue to rest with this understanding of impermanence, the changing nature of everything within and around us. Contemplate the interdependence of causes and conditions. Gyuken zom na drebu ne min pe Lekso jenpen le la ganube. When causes and conditions come together, a result is sure to follow. So I will do my best to help others and engage in positive deeds. Rest with the understanding that we all are independent. Our thoughts, our actions have effect on ourselves and others. As we follow the Dharma, we can cultivate altruistic motivation accumulating virtuous, wholesome actions and letting go of unwholesome actions. We'll do our best. For instance, not harming others, not taking what's not given, speaking with kindness, speaking with truth, it could be as simple as rejoicing when our loved one has a fortunate circumstance. And recognize that everything we do impacts others around us and rest. Contemplate the dreamlike quality of the suffering of samsara. Drove dunel to wo sem ki je rani rangi chin le drolwa ja. The suffering of beings is mainly produced by the mind. I must free myself from my self-created bonds. And first, see the suffering and struggles in birth, old age, sickness, and death. Acknowledge that The suffering is shared by all beings. It's quite natural. Acknowledge that we are not alone experiencing this pain or struggles or suffering in this world. In addition, acknowledge that we all also struggle when positive things change. That is the suffering of change. And notice how you're experiencing the pain or certain situations. And take a look at how or if you're adding any resistance to the pain you're experiencing. And trust that the key is in our hands with no exception. You all can turn your mind towards the lasting freedom from all the suffering. Refuge and bodhicitta. Bring to mind the three jewels, the guides who will free you from the ocean of samsara's suffering. Milu tengi kyapne koncho sam nakso tompa lamdan rozo chi. Three jewels, undeceiving and everlasting sources of refuge. Please be the guide, the path, and companions for myself and all beings. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Dondam kyabne ranla zopade Semni de shek nimpo ye sange The ultimate refuge is perfectly complete within me, for my mind is Buddha nature, enlightened from the very start. Recognize the Buddha's nature and our nature is exactly the same. It's not about creating or improving anything, but simply recognize your own Buddha nature. Next, meditate on loving kindness and compassion by thinking of all the infinite number of beings as members of your own family, recognizing that they share your wish to be happy and free from suffering. Rani jizin de du lando lo yonsu kya pedro nam nin reje. I feel compassion for all the beings who, like me, want to be happy and free from suffering. And acknowledge that all beings include yourself. You can connect with this innate love and compassion in every actions, every thoughts that you have, and acknowledge that in all beings. Generate bodhicitta, thinking to yourself, I will practice on the path to bring all the infinite number of beings to the state of Buddhahood. Gungyan nam gen gelwe gopan la nagi gochi lam la jupaja. To bring all beings to the state of omniscient Buddhahood, I will now practice the path. Yeah, we do this by cultivating the strong determination and aspiration to help all beings. We'll do this by following the Dharma. Recognizing awareness. Love and compassion and wisdom within. Guru Yoga. In a space before you, imagine your own guru in the form of Vajradhara or whichever Buddha inspires you. Lame no wo sangye kundan yam Lakpa dakla kadrin che waken. Think of me, O Guru. In essence, you are equal to all the Buddhas. But in the kindness you have shown me, you are even greater. Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama ke no. Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama ke no. Lama ke no, Lama ke no. Imagine that the Guru melts into light and dissolves into you, your minds merging indivisibly. Dondan ranyan lame no wozo Lobme ranjin sangye kundanya. Ultimately, I am the same as the guru in essence, for the nature of the student is the same as that of all the Buddha. As you contemplate the words here for a few moments, you're practicing from within the body, within the speech, within the mind of the enlightened being. To conclude, let the mind rest naturally, without meditating, yet undistracted, in a state in which you, the Guru, and the Buddhas are indivisible in essence. Maintain the flow of the mind's true nature, ordinary just as it is. Randan lama sangye kungi tu yeme machu ramba nyume shi mayen migom zome rangama rigpa rani rangi ganu del. My mind inseparable from the mind of the Guru and all the Buddhas. I rest naturally with a fabrication in my basic nature, not meditating and not distracted in a contrived ordinariness. Awareness relaxes into itself. Allow your mind to rest. No effort is necessary. Simply let your mind be as it is. Dedication. With the Buddhas of the three times and ten directions, along with their offspring as your witnesses, dedicate the virtue to the welfare of others. Dagi du sum sape ge tso dan, gel dan jan sen jo ve ge kun don. Jita sangge se che no bhajin Gakya drogun tende topchino. I dedicate all the virtue I have gathered throughout the three times, along with the virtue of the victorious ones, the bodhisattvas and all beings, following in the footsteps of the Buddhas and their heirs, to the lasting happiness of all the infinite number of beings. So nam di tam che ze pa ni to nye nye pe dra na pam je ne ke ga na chi ba la Chubai si pe tole drowa drowa sho. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing. From the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. Thank you so much for you all for showing up here and practicing together. And if you'd like to unmute yourself and say hello and bye to fellow practitioners, please do so. So wonderful to be with you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good day. See you soon.
See you soon. Thank you.
Yeah.